Today, we are remembering the thousands who lost their lives during the 9/11 attacks 11 years ago. And we're also asking if our region is better prepared to evacuate in the event of an emergency.
Joining us now live, Dave Snyder, Vice Mayor of the City of Falls Church and member of the Council of Government's Emergency Preparedness Council. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Sure. Good afternoon.
When it comes to an evacuation plan for the district and surrounding areas, are we better off than we were 11 years ago? Any progress being made there?
Well, 11 years out, there have certainly been some improvements, but there remain some concerns. In terms of evacuation planning, I think the number one thing that people have to keep in mind is, with our transportation system virtually breaking down every day under normal conditions, people really need to stay put unless they're told by officials to move. Otherwise, we'll just repeat the same mess we had on 9/11. In terms of the planning itself, the three state-level jurisdictions in our region are finishing up reviewing their plans using the same contractors. So what ought to come out of that is probably the best regional plan. But again, a rapid evacuation of a large part of this area is simply not going to be possible. Now, that all feeds into the more general question, where are we with regard to preparedness compared to where we were 11 years ago? And there are a couple other key components. And again, in each case, there have been some improvements, but there remain some concerns. In the area of public information, we still don't have the ability to push the same message out across the region to everybody, regardless of where they are and what they're doing.
Why is that, Dave?
Well, because there are different jurisdictions with different responsibilities. Different agencies have PIOs. They're coordinating better, but we do not have a centralized regional point of message development and pushing the message out. Now, hopefully people have gotten the message over the years that they need to stay put in most cases. Otherwise, they'll put themselves in danger and interfere with first responders. So public information remains an area where there have been some improvements, but there are some concerns.
Dave, you said, though, you're saying stay put, and probably when you think of it as a strategy, it sounds good, but human nature is people don't want to stay put. They are panicked, and they want to get up and go. How do you take all that into consideration in an emergency?
Well, again, I think it relates to, do people have a good source of information and do they have confidence in it? And while there have been some improvements in that area, we don't have a centralized regional communication message generator that can push the message out to people. So there have been some improvements. Certainly, the PIOs are coordinating more, but public information remains an area of concern. Frankly, regional decision-making remains somewhat an area of concern. As the January storm a year or so ago indicated, and again after a thorough review, our regional decision-making remains way too complicated, way too complex, and the question, who's in charge on a regional level, frankly, the answer to that is we would manage an incident by committee. So there continue to be some issues there. Now, again, areas of improvement. We have put together a regional transportation coordinating agency so that you'll have information shared immediately and hopefully better public information out to the public eventually about their transportation options. Certainly an improvement over the way this region responded from a transportation standpoint on 9/11.
Dave, I want to interrupt you for a second. First of all, WTOP would like to volunteer to be that central messaging place. You guys need a place to get the message out. We'll take that on. So call us. We'll be happy to disseminate whatever collectively the regions decide. The other thing is, you don't sound too optimistic. You're saying city leaders, community leaders aren't on the same page? I mean, after all of this time?
Well, there have been repeated drills. There have been improvements in people working together, knowing who they can rely on. There have been some improvements even in the technological area with interoperable communications, computer systems that emergency managers use. But again, the derecho storm took out E911 service in a large part of the region. So one can't even be entirely sure of the technology. I think the cleanest, best area of improvement in the region has been in the area of first responders, because I think at this point all of our public safety agencies are world class in terms of their training and equipping. So I guess what I'm going back to is this region is a very complicated region with a lot of state and local governments and a lot of agencies doing different things, limited by function, limited by geographical jurisdiction.
Dave, we're going to have to leave it right there. We're out of time, but this is definitely something we have to continue to pursue. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dave Snyder, Vice Mayor of the City of Falls Church and member of the Council of Governments Emergency Preparedness Council.